Well, good morning. My name is Grant Wright, the outreach minister here at First Colony, and I am excited about today because this is my favorite Sunday of the year, Mission Sunday. So here we are. This is a day that we like to just step back, reflect on what the Lord has done in 2019, celebrate what the Lord has done. So if you need to cheer today, please do so. But also, we like to take a little time to dream and pray about what the Lord's asking us to do so that we can be a part of this mission in 2020. One of the unique things about the First Colony Church and our mission is we support 9 full-time missionaries. 9 full-time missionaries. And these are men and women that are making an incredible impact for the kingdom. And they feel a part of our church body because of the love and the support that we give them. I wish I had time to tell all of their stories to you because they are some great stories. These are stories like Sandeep in Nepal. This is a young man who in 1 year alone has shared the gospel over 5,000 times. I mean, that's amazing. The dedication that he has and the fruit that he has seen is from the untouchable social class. So this is the lowest of the low in their society, and over 200 people have come to know Christ through the boldness and the perseverance of a leader like Sandeep. You know, there's stories like one of our leaders, Richard Koyamba in Uganda. I love Richard, and the Ugandans have a vision to impact their town and their villages through Christian education. And so Richard is rallying the leaders of those 17 churches to help fulfill this vision that they have to impact their community. I love the strength of a leader like a Richard Koyamba. Now, there's stories like Relit Relaju down in Tamazo, Haiti, and this year he wrote for our school a Bible curriculum that's impacting our school in Tamazo with over 400 kids there. And here's what I love. These kids are now memorizing scripture every day, and they're hearing the word of God every day. This is a beautiful thing. In fact, it was so good. Hope for Haiti's Children took this curriculum and now has it in all 10 of their schools. So these are the type of catalytic leaders that First Colony gets to get behind and support. And guys, they cherish and love the support that we give them. So here's what I've done today. In your order of worship, you've got an insert, and it has the amazing things God has done in 2019 and in the God-sized vision that he's given us for 2020. So here's my ask from you. I want this insert to create for you some refrigerator moments. All right? You're saying, Grant, what is a refrigerator moment? All right. When you get home, put this up on your refrigerator because these are real men, real women with real stories that are making a real impact for the kingdom. And they cherish our prayers. So every time you walk by your refrigerator, let this cause moments for you where you are remembering these folks, staying engaged with our mission throughout the year. I know we've had some of our connection groups that bring these to their meetings every week, and they spend time praying for our missions. I love the passion that this church brings to our mission work. All right, well, speaking of real people with real stories, today, church, I've got a real treat in store for you. You ready? All right, so my good friend and brother in Christ, Santos Espinosa, and his bride, Jessica, are here with us from Honduras. Would you all please stand? Let's give them a warm First Colony welcome. We are so glad to have them with us today. Santos, you're not able to sit down. You got to come on up here, man. Okay, so Santos, he is in charge, we partner with him in Mission Lazarus down in San Marcos, and the Lord has commissioned he and Jessica to share the gospel, make disciples, and plant churches. They have 3 beautiful children, Levi, Josue, and Abigail, and all 3 of these kids are great players in the church and leaders, just a phenomenal family. So Santos is also a student of the Word, a great theologian, and so he comes to us with a bachelor's in theology, a bachelor's in education, and he's working on his master's right now in child psychology. So he comes from a big family, 1 of 8 kids, number 5 in the mix, and he has worked hard to get to where he is today, and he's been a man that has taken advantage of all the opportunities that God has put at his door. After he finished college, he was able to go home and to his home church in Nakaome and be the head pastor down there. And this church didn't have the funds to have a salary for the preacher, so Santos, for 6 years, drove a school bus so that he could be the senior pastor at his church. I mean, that's the type of humility that this couple brings to their ministry. And as we tell stories today, I want you to hear that, because that's one of the beautiful things that is multiplying in Honduras, is the humility of this couple as the kingdom grows down there. And Christ keeps calling them to different ventures, and they're always willing to say yes to the call. All right, well, Santos, we want to get to know you a little bit. So tell us a little bit of the day in the life of Santos when there's no Texans around, just a normal day for you down at Mission Lazarus. Are you turned on? We're going to turn him on here. Rock and roll. Here we go.
Buenos días, iglesia. Bueno, cada mañana pues es una oportunidad. Me levanto a tomarme mi buena taza con café con mi señor y mi esposa, ¿verdad? Y mi esposa pues me da un beso y luego voy para Misión Lázaro. Allá en Misión Lázaro tengo la oportunidad de compartir la palabra de Dios con 60 empleados. Y luego más tarde comparto consejería cristiana a los niños del refugio en Misión Lázaro. Más tarde regreso a mi casa, tomo a mi esposa y nos vamos a visitar hogares de la iglesia para orar y para poder compartir la palabra del Señor. Ese es un día normal, ¿verdad? Para nosotros.
Sí. Did I mention that they speak Spanish in Honduras? All right. So how many folks were able to track with Santos there? Well, I know we got some Spanish. Awesome. All right. How many folks was Spanish a barrier to understanding his message? We got a couple of those too. All right. So one of the unique aspects about our partnerships and mission is we partner with men and women that know the local language, they know the local culture, and they can effectively share the gospel with the people that God has put around them. So that's another narrative I want you to hear as Santos tells stories today, is how God has uniquely used him to be able to reach the people and the culture that God has put with him. All right, Santos, one more time for us that are still working on our Spanish a little bit. Maybe if you could do it in English, a day in the life of Santos.
Yes. Good morning, church. It's a privilege to be, and my wife, to be here and to know you, and it's a big blessing for us. Every morning we have the opportunity to drink a coffee with my God and my wife. She kiss me, and I go to Mission Lázaro office. We have the opportunity to teach the Word of God with 60 staff members. Also, we have the opportunity to help the children homes and of Mission Lázaro, give them a counsel and pray for them. In the afternoon, I return my home, go out with my wife to visit homes. Homes, the members of the church, praying for them, study the Word of God together. Mm. This is a normal day for a normal day.
All right, so today I'm asking him to do something a little uncomfortable. When I went down to Honduras, he translated my sermon into English to Spanish. Unfortunately, I'm not going to do that today for you, Santos. So I appreciate you speaking in your second language for us today. So Santos works for Mission Lazarus, and Mission Lazarus is a phenomenal organization that has so many different development initiatives to impact their local community. And as they're going out and they're doing all these good things, they have one central focus: share the gospel of Jesus and to make an impact for God's kingdom. And so that's where Santos comes in, because he is the heart and soul of bringing that into everything that Mission Lazarus does. All right, so you came to San Marcos in 2017, And when you got there, it was maybe one of the hardest places for a church leader to come into, because this was a church that was divided, and people were leaving, and you walked in, and there were 15 people that were left. And now today, there's 74 people that are now in that church. Not only is he pastor one church, so in the afternoons, his family goes to another church in Rodeo, and they pastor this one. When they got there, there were 8 members. Now there's 46 members. So tell us a little bit of your focus for you and Jessica as you come in to bring health back to the people and bring them back to the church.
The first focus is make disciples. We make disciples who love Jesus. This is very important. We tell people what Jesus has done and what he can do in the life of someone who believes. The people need to hear about Jesus' love, Jesus' mercy, Jesus' sacrifice. They don't want to hear about me. It's the Jesus. It's the Jesus. So the second focus is we make disciples that follow Jesus. It's very, very important. Follow Jesus, not man. In my culture, the people follow man. Put the side and the man, the preacher, the pastor. And last, we made the disciple to share Jesus with others, people. To get this level is very important. Not only to, it's very important to sing, it's very important to come and together. Yes, it's very important. Charge energy. Now it's charge.
Share that with others.
Yes.
I love that. This is the three main focuses. Let's go make disciples who love Jesus, who follow Jesus and not man, and share Jesus with others. I love those focuses. So not only does he pastor 2 churches on Sunday, if that wasn't enough, but Santos is also the outreach and evangelism minister for all of Mission Lazarus. So he has a group of 12 men that he is pouring into and discipling. And these 12 men also have 2 churches each. So on a Sunday morning, they're pastoring 1 in the morning. And then after they finish that, they're either walking or riding their bikes to the church that they pastor in the afternoon. So here's a beautiful thing that's happened over the last 3 years under Santos's leadership. Everybody sitting down? We ready? Good. The last 3 years, we've seen 241 baptisms. 241 baptisms under the leadership here. Amen. Amen. So God gave Santos a vision this past year of going and creating what they call a casa de peace, or a house of peace. So in Honduras, travel is very difficult. Few people have vehicles. And so one of the keys to success for the church is being able to localize the church where it's within walking distance of everyone. So Santos, give us a little picture of this past year, and as you all have gone to start these houses of peace. This would be similar to like our connection groups. So they're meeting every week, reading the scriptures, accountability, praying together. Tell us what the Lord has done with that vision this year.
We believe strong in Casa de Paz. Casa de Paz. One of my pastor, Luis, has been working hard with his leader, looking new places, new village. To start the Casa de Paz. Each week, they spend energy, spend money, spend time looking new places, new village. The past years, Brother Luis, the preacher Luis, and his leader started three Casa de Paz.
Wow.
3 Casa de Paz. And 1 month ago, one Casa de Paz transition from Casa de Paz into a church.
Wow. Hey, praise the Lord for that. So we've gone from three houses of peace and one has transitioned into a local church. So when we were down there back in March, Keith Rabb and I got to go visit one of these houses of peace that was maybe one of the most beautiful settings I've ever walked into. It's under this awesome mango tree. And so we're having this worship time and worshiping under the mango tree. And all of a sudden I hear this big thud behind me and I turn around and there's an older woman and she's rubbing her head and she's just got pain on her face and she's looking up. And all of a sudden she looks down. And you know what she sees? Yeah, a mango. So she picks that thing up and her face of pain turns to joy and delight and she rubs that off, sticks that in her purse. It was awesome. So you just got to be careful what you're praying for as you worship under the mango tree. Just a beautiful place to have church there with some wonderful people. One of the things, we talked about this heart that God gave Santos this past year and this vision. So over this past year, they have planted, with his 12 leaders, 20 houses of peace. 20 houses of peace in 1 year. And yeah, let's celebrate that. And just as he was talking about that one of Luis's transitioning, well, now they've had three other houses of peace that are now fully functioning churches on Sunday mornings. I mean, I just love the discipleship and leadership that comes from this man as they are multiplying themselves and seeing the church multiply. It's really a beautiful picture. So over the past 3 years, First Colony, and we've been very intentional in our partnership with Mission Lazarus. So we focus on the Christian school there in San Marcos. We've built 70 latrines in the community. And obviously we're partnering with Santos in the local church work. So Santos, give me a picture. What is it, the partnership with First Colony, like as we're looking to go impact people? What has that been like for you?
Well, the First Colony's support has allowed us to bring holistic health for, yeah, for the people. This is very important. They receive a latrine, but God used these tools for touch their heart, the people. Right now, we have three families. The relationship start first, build, then a latrine. Now, they are part of church in San Marcos. Three families. The second thing is that First Colony is helping young people to receive a qualified education. It's great. Because the kids in the mountain don't have the opportunity to receive education, qualified education. Through your support, allow us to give them
quality education. Yeah.
Yes.
One of the beautiful parts about this is, so many of these kids, they're walking 2 to 3 hours, actually some up to 4 hours if they're on the other side of the mountain. And these kids are looking for opportunities. And so a piece of what we're able to do is give them something that's local, that's quality, and they're not having to leave their country to look for opportunities, but they're able to stay there locally for schooling and for their jobs to give back to their community.
Your support allowing us to build relationship with new communities. We are coming to far communities in San Marcos. When the churches no want to come, we are come. Yes, to look these people. So the al otro lado de la montaña, the other
side of the mountain,
the mountain. Yes, uh-huh. The other side of the mountain. Now we have the relationship with 8 new communities. The great things happen now is in one community, we have now one new church.
One new church in one of those communities.
Yes, one new church.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, children's coming, 35 children and 15
adults
coming and to participate every Sunday to sing the Lord.
Man, praise that. That is wonderful. Outreach to the other side of the mountain. And it is not an easy trek, so you have to love those neighbors if you're going to go to the other side of the mountain. But, church, I mean, this is truly a partnership that we have with these Hondurans and what they're doing. And this is not just a place that we send our money down to. We're sending our people. I mean, every year we've got 2 or 3 trips that are going down to Honduras. In fact, our high school seniors have been going down there since 2005 in the summers and working to make an impact. In fact, if you've been to Honduras on a mission, would you stand? We'd love to just see you and recognize you and thank you all. Wonderful. Thank you all for going and making a difference down there, because it really does. So we get to go down there, and in a week, we get to see some awesome things happen. But Santos, maybe tell me a story of something that started when we were there, but God continued to work, and maybe it's a story that we didn't know because the end of the story was after we left.
There was a group where Rachel was visit a home in San Marcos, a single mother with several children. Her name is Angela. Months ago, her husband died. She suffered a lot. They received a latrine. But we continued to visit her and her family. And now, Angela's 2 daughters and granddaughter have received Jesus and were baptized. Now they are studying their first discipleship class with 8 others, new believers in the church. Yeah. So,
I love it. The impact of short-term missions. All right. Well, Santos, as we start to kind of wrap up, I had asked him if there was maybe a scripture that he wanted to share with the church today, and he's picked out an awesome one from Romans 10. So, maybe you can read it for us in Spanish, and then I'll read it in English for us. How's that?
Porque todo aquel que invocare el nombre del Señor será salvo. ¿Cómo pues invocarán a aquel en el cual no han creído? ¿Y cómo creerán en aquel de quien no han oído? ¿Y cómo oirán sin haber quien les predique? ¿Y cómo predicarán si no fueren enviados? Como está escrito, cuán hermosos son los pies de los que anuncian la paz, de los que anuncian buenas nuevas.
For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on the name they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. Well, amen, church. Well, we, as the First Colony Church of Christ, I mean, that is the church that we want to be. And that is the church that is a part of our identity as we gather and we grow and we go, whether that's right here in Sugar Land or whether that's to the ends of the earth, one of these 5 mission points, as we go down to places like Honduras to make an impact.